This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour. We have time for you. If you want to join us here, it doesn't have to be court-related. We're certainly focusing heavily on James Cleveland and his upcoming trial. He's in the studio here with us tonight. Normally, our Friday night co-host here, filling in for Rich Paul tonight. Thanks for coming on, James.
Oh, no problem.
Hopefully, we'll be continuing to see you this week, and you won't be inside the jail by the time Wednesday is over. It's expected to be a two-day-long trial that kicks off bright and early tomorrow morning. If you're in the New England area and you want to be entertained for all day, well, come on up, because I think it's going to be a particularly interesting trial, including a field trip. You touched base, or you touched on this earlier, James, but we didn't really get into detail about this. What's going to happen tomorrow morning, and by the way, it's pouring rain in Keene, New Hampshire right now, so it's going to be pretty muggy and soggy tomorrow for this field trip. But nonetheless, the court will, unless the court somehow, you know, delays it to another day, it will be happening tomorrow morning. One of the first things that will happen is the state is going to bring a bus, which I think is going to be a school bus. I'm speculating on that. It could be, I suppose, like the county bus or whatever, the city bus. But I think it's going to be a school bus because, you know, you've got quite a few people. What, 14 jurors and then the court staff. They're going to all have to go to the location.
Oh, that's going to be ridiculous.
Of
have
your
the,
arrest.
The bailiffs out there.
Are the bailiffs going to be out there? I mean, are there certain rules of decorum? Does the court then extend? It, like, hovers above you as you move?
This is an excellent question, right? Like, you know, one of the things we've looked at with courts on Free Talk Live over the years is how far does the judge's ability to issue an order extend? Right, so we've had instances of activists, like in Florida, where Mark Schmitter was arrested for doing jury nullification outreach, which, by the way, we did jury nullification outreach this morning, and it went smoothly and swimmingly, and people don't get arrested for that stuff in New Hampshire, thank goodness. But in Florida, there was a man named Belvin Perry, a robed man in the Orange, I believe it was Orange County Courthouse, who issued an order that restricted any handing out of flyers on the entire court property. So he believed that his power to issue orders extended, at the very least, throughout the entire court property.
Wasn't he the head judge, though, on the property? Like,
he's one of the top – I think he's one of the judges. I don't know if he's the head judge. He was the guy in the Casey Anthony case.
I kind of feel like the head judge may have power over the entire courthouse.
This was the entire property, including the parking lot as well. So, meaning that he was overriding the First Amendment. Your right to free speech includes the right to hand flyers out somewhere. And public property is historically one of the most protected areas that free speech happens, right? So you could argue that free speech isn't allowed inside the courthouse because, you know, you could disturb the court and there's reasons for that or whatever. But you can't have it in the parking lot. You can't have it anywhere on the property. So anyway, my point being, that was one of the questions of, well, how far can this judge's discretion, this judge's ordering ability extend? And tomorrow, the judge will be there, too. So this will be the rare opportunity to see the robed man in outside of his normal element. Normally, he is found behind the podium or the up on risers in the courtroom, right? He's sitting higher up than everyone else. This is a moment where you will see him standing with other human beings.
Is he going to wear the robe?
If my experience in Manchester is anything to judge by, then yes. The judge in Manchester did wear his robe outside of the courthouse.
Fascinating.
Because he's still in the role, right? Like, he's still the court, so right. He has to be dressed
chief
as
lawyer.
As the court in that particular case. But I think something that – so the reason we're going is this is the crime scene, which, by the way, you know, how often does this actually happen?
A misdemeanor.
Right. A Class A misdemeanor. Disorderly conduct and resisting arrest for recording video of the police. They're actually going out to the scene of the crime. But I think one of the more interesting aspects to this is that it really shows that the whole court security thing is nothing more than security theater. In that, the idea behind court security is that you want to keep some madman from rushing the judge, right? Like, you know, from sneaking a blade or some, you know, glass full of acid or something like that, bottle full of acid, whatever.
Who knows what else?
Into the court, you know, gun, and then, you know, blasting the judge from the witness stand or the defense table. Obviously, they don't want that happening, and so that's the idea behind the court security. But, of course, court security only covers the courthouse. So if you are really interested in doing harm to a judge, it's not that hard to stake out the courthouse, right? Like, I mean, I'm not suggesting anyone do violence. I don't think violence is the answer, but come on. It's not that hard.
Well, in this case, the judge isn't particularly antagonistic. You certainly wouldn't want to do that, but
you would never want to do that.
Yeah. I agree that in this circumstance, it's sort of showing the hand that, hey, look, security, not such an important thing here.
It's a joke.
Well, what they'll do is they'll reestablish the whole perimeter using all the officers to ensure the judge's safety, I'm sure.
I don't remember how many there were when we went out in Manchester. During the Occupy trial in Manchester, they actually did take the court out, and there was a field trip there. But in that case, the actual park that the occupiers were occupying and were arrested in was literally behind the courthouse. So we walked from the courthouse to the location. This is actually going to involve a bus ride. It's going to be more of a production.
I'm not entirely clear because initially it sounded like the prosecutor was going to make everyone walk.
No.
Like, I don't know if you caught that.
It's definitely a bus.
Okay.
I think you probably misheard what was said, or maybe they misspoke what was said.
Like, I'm pretty sure initially she said that it would be a 15-minute walk.
I think maybe that's how long she was expecting to be out there or something.
Oh,
like
I see.
That.
Okay.
That's my belief on that. They're not going to make – they certainly couldn't make, you know, elderly people or whatever
walk. That's crazy. It'd be interesting. Like, are they going to use a school bus? Are they going to, you know?
We'll find out bright and early tomorrow morning. But I thought this was really interesting because New Hampshire is a gun-friendly place, you know, compared to the rest of the states out there. If you walk around with a gun on your hip in New Hampshire or a gun strapped to your back, as long as you're not a felon, you're pretty much within your rights.
You can carry a gun in the state state house.
Yeah.
And this is the only state in the union you can do that.
Is that true? The only one?
It has to be. Come on. I mean,
not Vermont.
I don't know.
What about Vermont? Vermont's got better gun laws than New Hampshire.
I don't know, man.
Check on that one for me. But anyway, think about this, right? A lot of places having a gun out and about is a dangerous thing. The police will stop you and harass you. In New Hampshire, it's pretty normal. So normally this judge is protected by all the security, this theater. But he's going to be out with the rest of us human beings in the real world, just like he is most of the time when he's not in court, right? Like, he goes out to lunch, he goes out to dinner, he's a human being with a family, presumably. He goes to places.
Presumably a human being.
And I think he's actually one of the better judges I've come across in New Hampshire, to give him, you know, credit where credit's due.
These guys still look pretty grumpy at him.
He's had his moments. But anyway, my point being, I don't think there's anything illegal if someone who's in the apartment building... Because, again, this whole thing took place in an apartment complex. Somebody's at the apartment complex getting out of their car or whatever, and they strap their gun on. It's completely legal to do that in New Hampshire. Does the presence of the judge affect, you know, like you were saying, do the bailiffs spread out and create a perimeter where they can just disarm anyone within 150 or 300 feet of the judge or whatever, a safe shooting distance? Because, I mean, he's just going to be out there with all the rest of us. Getting his feet dirty.
Wearing the magic robe.
Just like us. Do you think he'll be hiking the robe up, or is it, like, not drag on the floor?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with them.
Yeah. So that'll be
interesting. I know you can't wear one to court if you're not a judge. I know that much.
Yeah, well, actually, Mark, they will let you wear a robe to court if that is your regular attire.
Yeah, all right, that's what they say.
So we learned this once when your former director of security and I went to the courthouse. We had judges' costumes that we had purchased for the purpose of trying this out to see if we could get into the courtroom with the robe on. And they were not allowing us to do that. And their excuse for this, now maybe, you know, your mileage may vary where you live, but their excuse for this was that, well, you don't wear that every day as part of your normal attire. It's not your job to wear that robe. And so, you know, we had to take the robes off or they weren't going to let us into the court in that case.
I think you should have a new dress policy here on Free Talk Live.
Wearing robes all the time? Well, that would do it. I mean, if you could show that this was, in fact, your regular attire, then they would have to let you into the courthouse.
I wear my crown on a pretty regular basis.
And that's actually what... Yeah,
I mean,
that would be interesting.
If I'm a construction worker, I wear a hard hat Right?
Is the crown your religion, though? Because the judge can make you take it off if it's not your religion, right?
Everything's my religion. It's my belief system.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, yeah, tomorrow's field trip day for the James Cleveland trial, which kicks off bright and early. 855-450-FREE. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you want to follow the trial, our own Daryl W. Perry is going to be tweeting it live. Just go to freekeen.com. We'll have all the tweets up there, and they'll update throughout the day. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. you may join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we have Skype. You may Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, join us over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site, freetalklive.com.
Got a new advertiser. It's textfire.com. And what they do is text marketing. You've probably heard of this. You know, if you've got a business or an organization, you know, church, whatever it is, you might want to reach out to a small group of people. That's what TextFire does. Now, you know, text marketing, usually these text marketing companies are set up for big organizations, mm-hmm. not TextFire. TextFire is set up for smaller organizations. They've got pricing structures that are set up for smaller organizations. I think they start at $25 a month. Is that right, Ian?
Yep, that's what I saw today.
And what they allow you to do is send texts out to a small group. You can, they can communicate back with you. You can collect these text numbers simply by people, you know, texting whatever it is that they want to text into your number. You can have a local number to your area, which I think is going to make a big difference. It's an unlimited number on your subscriber list. So if you can really work that list up high, that's good. And you can have different groups. So if, for instance, you want to communicate with customers and staff and, I don't know, whatever other groups there might be, management, you can have different tiers to communicate with. And this makes it very easy to do your text marketing that way. They've got a web interface where account admins can create lists, manage subscribers, and schedule text messages. But the thing about TextFire is that you can do the whole thing through your text software. They make it extraordinarily easy. I have done this text marketing thing. It can be befuddling for those who haven't done it. I recommend this as a great organizational tool for your business or your group, whatever it might be. You can learn more by going to textfire.com. There's an odd spelling here, so this is the challenge in radio. It's textfire.com, T-X-T, no E in it, F-Y, R-E, TextFyre.com, or you can get 50% off of your first month by texting FTL, it's not case sensitive, FTL to their number, 877-792-7418. 877-792-7418. You receive the discount, or you can just mention it if you call that same number and, you know, do business with them. TextFire.com.
Toll-free number for us here is 855-450-FREE. We go right into your phone calls and thoughts. Dustin is on the line in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live listening online. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
Good to hear from you guys tonight talking about the court system.
Yes, sir.
By the way, I'm the editor of Muslim American, and so I network with a lot of Muslims in the area. We've got some elections coming up, and one of the guys in our mosque is a lawyer who is running for judge, circuit court judge. And I've been kind of bending his ear a little bit on principles of liberty and talking to him about the problem with victimless crimes.
Yep.
And I've directed Emma over to y'all's website and over to watch the Victimless Crime Spree. And he seems to be agreeing that victimless crime shouldn't be prosecuted.
What happens to someone who doesn't do that, who's a judge? I mean, doesn't that mean they're going to lose their job? If they, you know, if the state is sending to them complaints, charging people with marijuana possession, open container, and that judge is dismiss, don't send this in front of me anymore, prosecutors. I'm just going to dismiss them all. Doesn't that mean they're going to come down on him?
This libertarian candidate, vice presidential candidate from 2012, Judge Jim Gray, would probably be a good person to ask that to. I suspect that even if you are against victimless crimes as a judge, you have to do your job.
That's what I suspect. That's what, but I'd like to know for sure, Dustin. You probably don't know yet, but maybe you could ask him.
Yeah, I plan to talk to him a bit more, and I wanted to talk to him about jury nullification.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Isn't it possible that as a judge, he would actually be able to inform the jury about this in his jury instructions?
Yes. I'm sure it's quite possible.
That's absolutely possible.
What else should I be talking about with him regarding the principles of liberty that he should be aware of from the bench?
Oh, it sounds like you get a good start going on there.
Yeah,
victimless
you can
crimes.
Those two things.
Yeah, victimless crimes and jury nullification, which is a juror's right to judge the case based on their opinion, based on their feelings, based on their thoughts, their conscience, rather than the facts in the case. I think that's if you can find a judge who's actually friendly to that, then that's a pretty big thing, especially somewhere outside of New Hampshire. Because up here, you can actually legally talk about it. A lot of judges will call a mistrial or hit you with contempt or something.
Yeah. Now, the foundation for that, if I'm correct, is that the United States legal system is founded on the principles of English common law. Is that correct?
Well, it certainly is founded on the English common law. I don't know if it's the foundation or not.
Well, one thing you could tell them is, the system supposedly has to find you guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Well, let's take a scenario where it's your officer, your word versus the officer's word. Like, there should be a reasonable doubt because he's supposed to consider equal weight to each testimony. So, that'd be another interesting thing to try to put in his ear. Like, hey,
Yeah, is a cop more credible than
anyone
else?
Yeah, like maybe just to even question that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, man. Let us know how that relationship goes. Sounds interesting. Thanks, Dustin.
Hello.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE to Jeff in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. The whole jury should walk in there with black robes on.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
And crowns, because the kings and queens of the jury, even though the judge thinks he's the king. And there was some old Supreme Court decisions where they said that the jury has the power to decide both the law and the facts.
Oh, sure.
And, yeah, that's true.
It was like three different ones. My dad used to fight traffic tickets, speeding tickets, and when he was alive at a time before there was driver's licenses, before there were speed limits.
Really?
Yeah, so he should have been grandfathered in. But anyway, he would go into the court, and he'd have these great big 6-volt batteries under his shirt and a tape recorder to tape record it. Now they, of course, search you when you go in, but that was in the 1980s.
Back in the days when they didn't search people going into court, huh? Wow, that's definitely before my time.
Or something. When was before your time, before you started getting involved in this?
Oh, I'm relatively young. I'm 35 right now. So I started getting into the liberty movement when I was around 18, and I started doing court activism after I moved to New Hampshire. So I've been doing court-related stuff for probably close to a decade of my life now. And does that answer your question?
You would have been 5 years old at the time, I guess.
There you go. Thanks, Jeff, for your call tonight. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I remember your activism, though. I remember a newspaper clipping at the radio station where we worked.
Yeah,
and
right.
I started working there in 1999. I think you were 17 or something like that.
In 99, I'd been 19.
Yeah, you were a young man when you were working there. And you had you in the newspaper holding a sign that says, honk if you hate taxes.
That's right. I was the lone tax protester out in front of the post office. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
James,
and Mark.
We've been talking quite a bit, in quite a bit of detail about James's upcoming trial, and I mean tomorrow morning kind of upcoming trial. It starts bright and early at 9 a.m. It's a jury trial. He's facing 2 years in prison for recording video of the police. And that's not the actual charge. The charge is disorderly conduct, which is, of course, the favorite catch-all charge that the police usually charge people with who they don't like and they want to remove from a scene.
Yeah, here's a fascinating thing about it. So when they charged me originally, they filed two charges. Yeah. Because they're like, well, we didn't like what he did, so we're not sure which part of the disorderly conduct statute he violated. So
what did they call it? Competing charge? What was it called?
I think it's called competing theory.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so
you ever heard about this one, Mark?
Never. We're going to charge you with two things and see which one
Whichever one the judge picks is, like, more applicable.
They literally had two complaints for disorderly conduct with a different little blurb at the bottom, right? Like, so the blurb, you know, the beginning portion, they write out your name and all that stuff. And at the bottom, they say, they cite the actual statute, the portion of the statute that they say you violated. And they literally just, like, it's throw it all up against a wall and see what sticks was their approach. Only one of them could stick, but they weren't sure which one of them they should go with.
How many defenses can you have?
That's a good question. So there was that. You're also facing resisting arrest. You're going to a jury trial, and today was jury selection. We had Liberty activists out front. The picture that I took was posted over at freekeen.com, so you can see it there of our wonderful, smiling, intrepid activists who are up at bright and early at 8 in the morning to be out in front of the courthouse to do jury outreach to those folks. And it was actually a relatively simple morning for jury outreach because I'd already done most of the work the month before. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, juries are impaneled. The jury pools are impaneled for 2 months. So November was the first month that these folks were on this particular pool. And so they bring them back for the second month, which was this month. So they'd already, almost all of them, had received the flyer that we were offering them this morning. So that part was pretty much done. So James, you and TJ and some folks made some signs. You brought those out for folks. Because when you're doing activism, it's always good, if you're like leading in activism, it's always good to have tools for people to just kind of pick up and run with. Because if you say to folks, hey, make your own sign and come on out, well,
they don't feel like they can come out unless they've got a sign. And
yeah, they're probably not going to do that. But if you say, hey, come out, we'll have signs for you, someone else is more likely to actually participate because then they don't have to do all the work. And like it or not, the 80-20 rule is in effect in the activism movement. 20% do most all of the work, and the other 80%, if they show up, you're doing all right. We had a few folks out there. Several people were holding signs and doing outreach this morning, and I think it's going to be bigger tomorrow because tomorrow's the actual trial. Today was the jury selection process, which I haven't been through too many of these jury selection processes because the courthouse here in Keene, New Hampshire, until 2 years ago, was the old courthouse. They built this brand new $10 million taxpayer dollar courthouse. And the old court building, the seating in the court building, this was the one where you were yelled at, I think, Mark, was the old court building by this judge. The seating in that building, they had like those little school chairs. You remember those school chairs that you'd like scoot under your desk and they're just kind of plasticky, not real comfortable chairs?
Yeah, sure.
They had those kind of chairs at this old courthouse, and there were only like 23 of them in the audience. So hardly anyone could go and watch what was ostensibly a public trial, just in general. In fact, the bureaucrats sometimes would come in with like 7 bureaucrats. They'd try to pack as many bureaucrats in the room as they possibly could.
Yeah, try to block things.
Just to make it so the activists couldn't have as many people in the courtroom. Because it kind of looks bad for the court when you have a whole courtroom full of people not standing for the judge. And that's happened before on multiple occasions here in Keene and in other parts of New Hampshire. With this brand new court building, the judges got themselves bigger chambers and, you know, they've got more room and
more opportunity for people to stand up for them.
And the room is larger, which means that now there's 100 people that can sit in the pews in this church to the state, rather than 23. So now there's a whole lot more room. And so for the first time today, I was actually able to go in and watch a jury selection. Now, I'd seen one other jury selection because I went to a trial back in 2010 for standing in front of a police car as an act of civil disobedience and protest. So I had seen my own jury selection as the defendant, but this was actually the first time that I got to see a jury selection in Keene, New Hampshire as just an observer, as a member of the media. So that was kind of a unique occasion. That used to be the excuse that they used to keep cameras out of the courtroom, by the way, was, you can't bring the camera in during jury selection because we don't have room for you. Well, today the excuse to keep the camera out was, well, there's a court rule that says you can't record the video or take pictures of the jurors. And so here we are back again to this ridiculous situation, right? Oh, they're protecting the identity of the jurors, are they? That's the idea, right? You can't take pictures of the jury because protecting the jury. But those jurors walk into the same front door of the courthouse as all the rest of us do.
Don't give them any ideas, Ian. They'll do what they did, like they threatened to do the Silk Road, like bus them in, you know, under the...
But even then,
they
still have to go into a door. I mean, they have to go into the courthouse at some point, and they have to leave the courthouse at some point. So if you really were interested in knowing who the jurors were, all you'd have to do is wait outside for them.
And they call them by name.
And yeah. And
they give the defendant their name.
Their address.
Social security number?
No, not that.
Like date of birth?
They gave the criminal record for the ones that had criminal record.
Yeah.
And it did have, like, personal information on it, which I was like, okay.
Where they work usually is on there.
Yeah, I think it had their social on it, had their date of birth.
Wow.
Had their address. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know.
And so any defendant can get this information about the jury, and anybody who's sitting in that courtroom can hear all of their names being called. So, you know, the whole process, once again, security theater. The jurors aren't protected by anything. It's just that there's this illusion of them being protected when they're actually in the courthouse. But as soon as they go outside, it's fair game. If you want to snap a picture of a juror walking out of a courthouse, there is nothing that they can do to you about that.
If you wanted to take a picture while in the courthouse, with all the surreptitious filming abilities that people have these days,
that's true.
You could take a picture. I've gotten cameras in that courthouse they didn't know about.
Everyone's allowed their cell phones in New Hampshire. Now, some courts won't allow cell phones in other states, but in New Hampshire, you can go in with a cell phone.
You can't sneak a picture of the jury with a cell phone?
You absolutely can.
These cell phone cameras, they have giant pixelated picture. I don't know how to describe this.
Megapixels. Lots of megapixels.
Lots of megapixels.
Zoom in.
You just take a quick picture, and then you zoom in, and now I've got all their names.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'd say definitely plus one for New Hampshire, too, in that when I went down to the court in Virginia.
When you got arrested down there.
Yeah, no cell phones. You couldn't even bring in a piece of paper and a pen if you had an attorney. You couldn't bring a book in there.
God.
I was like, okay, like you're asking people to sit here for hours. Like, to me, it's torture. Like, I just couldn't imagine, like, okay, like, you're making me come here and I got to sit here for hours.
So they wouldn't even let the jurors bring books in?
That I wasn't clear on, but it basically had signs up like, I'm walking up and it's like, no cell phone. Oh, crap. I got to go back to the car and put my cell phone back. And then it's like,
they do that crap in Massachusetts.
Yeah, and then it's like, no computer. And I'm like, what? And then it's like, no book. And then I get in there, I have a notepad and a pen. They're like, do you have an attorney? Are you representing yourself? I'm like, no. And they're like, well, you can't have that.
Wow.
So it's just like basically like your keys. That's all you can bring pretty much.
Yep. So it's bad like that in a lot of places. As you're pointing out, it's way better in New Hampshire. Here, you can actually bring a cell phone into the courtroom. You can't have the ringer on. That'll upset the judge. But otherwise, you're welcome to sit there and see. If you've got a cell phone signal, you can surf the internet. They even have now a public Wi-Fi in the courthouse here in New Hampshire. Now, it's limited. They block freekeen.com, so you can't go to all the websites. And there's actually, it's like completely insecure, so any passwords that you send over their public internet, they can probably grab all those. So in that case, having Pro XPN is a big help. I was using that today.
Sounds like it.
855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Something else, another big point in New Hampshire's corner, is that you don't get arrested or even threatened, in my experience, for doing jury outreach here, which we successfully did this morning, and people are being arrested for in Colorado as well as Michigan. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We invite you to join us here on Free Talk Live. The remaining moments now, you can dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to follow along with the James Cleveland trial? It's happening tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And over at freekeen.com, we'll have a window into the world of Daryl W. Ferry's Twitter feed, where he's going to be in the courtroom, because we do have the ability to have smartphones in the courtrooms here in New Hampshire, because New Hampshire is a pretty good place to be. And he'll be tweeting away a little 140-character updates throughout the trial. And he's really good at this, by the way.
Daryl's, yeah, I really love that sort of feature that he
it's
offers.
It's the best, in my opinion, it's the best way to keep up with a trial, because no one wants to watch the trial video unless they're the most hardcore of, like, court interested folks. The trial video, I do that part. I, you know, stand there and record the entire thing all day long, and I put it online over the Free Key YouTube channel. And sometimes there's some real gems in those trial videos, but I don't take the time to edit the gems. So, thankfully, Dave Ridley sometimes does that, and he'll put those over at RidleyReport.com. So some of the Robin Hooding trial, the video, the raw video that I took up for the Robin Hooding hearings recently, where you and I were in court, James, and several other activists for saving people from getting parking tickets, and the city was suing us. That particular video was cut up by Dave Ridley and made into, like, highlight reels. So that's cool. I love it when people take, you know, video that I put online and do other things that are more creative with it. But Daryl is awesome at continuously tweeting throughout the trial. Like, every, you know, few moments, he's doing another tweeted update on what the person on the stand is saying, what the judge is saying, what's going on in the courtroom, what the bailiffs are threatening people over. And it's a real great way to kind of get a look inside the trial without actually having to be here physically.
My family appreciated it last time he did it, and you know, they care about me, and they said, well, we watched like an hour of the video, and then we just couldn't take it anymore.
It is hard. Miserable.
like, it's like, okay, you know, I don't blame you.
So tune in over at freekeen.com. Look for that post. It'll go live tomorrow morning just before the trial, and Daryl will tweet throughout the day. We expect it's going to last a solid day, if not a full 2 days of court. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Nathan. He's in Texas via Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, guys. James said something about working for construction. Is that right, for a couple of years?
Yeah, I worked for the Crom Corporation. It's a company based out of Gainesville, Florida. They make pre-stressed composite concrete tanks. You can like Google them if you're interested.
Oh, I was imagining like carpentry, or you know, like getting up on a building under construction, 100 feet in the air, or something along those lines. So
yeah,
you saw people die. So it was,
yeah, it basically,
I was reading.
So I mean, it was just basically these large concrete structures. It's kind of hard to describe. Most of they're used for like water tanks. You know, like they'll store various liquids in them. Like maybe they build them at oil refineries and even nuclear reactors, but. You know, some of them were, like I worked on a 10 million gallon tank. That thing was huge. It's like the size of a stadium. Yeah, I worked on a
wow.
4 million gallon one. I worked on a half
million. What are those tanks for?
Those were for water storage.
Okay. So not,
like,
not the pressure tanks where they're real, the water's real high up in the air.
That's right. So Keene actually has one. It's up near Sunset Rock. Mm-hmm. If you ever go on the little trail up there, you can go see it.
It's elevated.
Yep, and it doesn't necessarily have to be up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, for a colder climate, it's actually better to not be in the air. And those things, you know, they'll last like 100 years, so
wow.
It's a good investment.
So why are you calling about that, Nathan?
Oh, well, I was just curious. I was reading about the death of John Denver in an experimental aircraft, and it's some, sort of one of these things where, you know, it's a combination of factors, right? It's not just any one thing. It has to be, you know, pilot error. And, you know, design errors and bad luck on the day in question and this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering.
It typically was
like
that. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, there was a, you know, an air compressor. So there's an airline running around the tank, and there's concrete trucks driving around, and there's, like, a coupling. And somehow the truck, like, ran over the coupling, and it disconnected it. And so the thing goes shooting off and, like basically whacks someone's leg. And the guy, like, you know, almost loses his legs. He's bleeding everywhere. And, you know, like, it was terrible. But
this is a very dangerous profession compared to, say, police officer. For instance, police officer is not even in the top 10, as I understand it, most dangerous professions. But I believe construction worker is in that that top 10 list.
Another thing is, so once they got the roof up.
And that's even more dangerous, roofing.
Yeah, you would basically be hooked up until you got the roof up, because then there's nothing to hook up to. So
what do you mean hooked up?
So you'd have like a lanyard, you'd wear a harness and a lanyard, and it has two hooks on it, so you're always connected. So you like undo one and snap.
Well, doesn't wearing a harness make it the safest though, because you know you're strapped to something?
It does, but what I'm saying is once that roof is near completion, there's nowhere to hook up at that point. So there's like handrails, but you know there's a guy bending rebar at the top of this thing, and no one was. There's a couple mistakes. Number one, like no one was around him, so he fell, and like no one even knew about it for a little while. But
how do you bend rebar?
There is a tool called a rebar bender, and you use your body weight.
Wow.
If you needed to bend it and just on site, you can stick it in your trailer hitch on your truck and just bend it off that way. That's what I've done to make you know, little L shapes if I need to pound it into the ground.
I'll be damned. Thanks for the call, Nathan.
Chances are good.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't think we've missed anything. I think we've really, you know, done all the detail we possibly can get out of today's court experience. Mark, do you feel like you're missing any details and questions for James?
It seems like this is going to be a slam dunk.
Don't get cocky.
It doesn't make it. Hold on. What do you think that my attitude matters? I don't even go there.
I just think generally people shouldn't get. I think it's a bad thing to predict what's going to happen in court. I think that anything can happen.
Well, I told the attorney. I said like. I'm going to try to be realistic. Like, I'd like to beat the resisting arrest charge and, like, like the disorderly conduct, whatever, you know. Like,
I beat resisting arrest, and I stood in front of a police car on purpose. You know, like, you actually backed off when you were asked to back off. And so I think your case is a lot better than mine. So, yeah, I think that, you know, I will say this, Mark, that I think that James has got the best case of any of the, you know, the potentials for jury nullification or not even really jury nullification. Like, you could maybe beat this on the merits.
Yeah.
But certainly, have you talked to your attorney about jury nullification? Is that something that's come up?
Yes, he's definitely going to do that.
Really? Okay.
Yep, he thinks it's a... you know, we're going to argue the facts, of course.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
You know, he's going to mention it during opening and closing.
because you can do that here in New Hampshire. Other states, you'll get arrested for doing just, you know, even mentioning the jury nullification to a juror as they're walking into the courthouse is an arrestable offense, apparently, in places like Colorado and Michigan.
Sometimes, yeah.
But here in New Hampshire, we've got jury nullification outreach that goes on in something like 6 or 7 out of 10 counties here. And the only reason we don't have it in the other three counties is we need more movers here for the Free State Project. So join it over at freestateproject.org. And if you want to learn more about jury nullification, I highly recommend you visit the Fully Informed Jury Association. That is a it's a nationwide organization. I think they're actually based in Montana. FIJA.org is their website, F-I-J-A, FIJA.org. They will tell you all about jury nullification, including the history of this thousand-year-old right that you as a juror have to vote your conscience in the case. Yes, Mark?
Would you go right ahead, finish up.
No, I was just going to say that the jury in James's case is actually a little on the younger side. There's actually some, I would say, mostly looks like under 45.
That is heartening, but not necessarily an indication. I was just looking at the Free State Project's numbers, and it looks like they're almost 100 people away from 90% of the reaching the number. So it's 20,000 is the number they need to reach.
Okay.
They're at 17,892, which is, almost 18,000. 18,000 will put them at 90%. I think, and the numbers are creeping up. I wonder, the velocity, the speed at which people are signing up is going up over time. It will most certainly be 2016 is the year of the completion of the Free State Project, and we're going to make a lot of marketing hay over that. But I'm excited. I can't wait for the number to be hit. I think that the number of signups is going to continue to ramp up. It's already a little faster now. I think it's going to get faster and faster until it hits the 20,000 number. They'll probably have something where people can sign up as friends of the Free State Project at that point, and people will continue to sign up there. So
I'm excited about it. You're right, Mark. It's definitely going to make it in 2016. You're going to have to hold that thought. John is in Kalamazoo. John, you got the last few moments here. Go ahead.
Hi, I just had a question. You said earlier that you were going to bus in jurors, and something about the judge coming to a place where the guns, you want to keep out a 350-feet area. I was just confused about that. Is the judge going somewhere? Are they bringing the jurors into some place?
The judge, the jury, probably some bailiffs, probably the court stenographer. They're going to be hopping in a bus tomorrow morning here in Keene, New Hampshire, from the courthouse and going down to what they call a viewing, where you take the jury out and you show them the scene of the crime. We'll tell you more about it probably tomorrow. Thanks, John, for your call tonight. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Live tweets tomorrow, freekeene.com. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.